Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today I'm doing an on-site chat with Charlotte artist Mary Margaret Myers. We chat about her work, her life, the city of Charlotte, anything and everything. We are still in the process of lining up sponsors for Let's Talk Art with Brooke, but in the meantime, if you'd like to support the podcast, please look for my book, Reptiles on Caffeine, on Amazon. Enjoy the podcast.
You want to start in the hall where there's kind of
a... Sure. Yeah, I saw that. That's really good.
You can just, of course, ask any questions you want.
Yeah.
This is the newest one.
Uh-huh. When did you do that?
I picked it up from the framers today.
So it's brand new. What's it called?
It's called Kind in the Woods. Let's see, I want to give another, there we go. Pond in the Woods, that's what it says to me.
What in the woods?
Pond.
Pond in the Woods. Cool. I love that. Now that, those look almost like cutouts.
They are, yeah. I had fun with that. I thought I've not done something that was sort of, you know, pink on one side, green on the other. I thought, well, let's just have fun to see if that would work.
Yeah.
And it turned into that pond.
That's great. Well, now, did you have any... like, is it modeled after any specific pond, or just
No, it just kind of develops what it is as I go along. When I start out, I really don't know what it is.
Right.
Only at the end do I think, find out what it is.
So then it kind of evolves into what it is.
Yeah, and it's a puzzle to me, and as well as to other people.
That looks like a face.
Kind of does. And these two chunks were from another painting that I didn't like and tore up and cut up pieces and saved those two pieces, and I had... fun trying to incorporate them into this.
So nothing goes to waste. That's...
Well, some does.
Well, you could, yeah. But that's cool that you can incorporate your old discarded paintings stuff. That's great. That's great. And what is that? This
is a window
similar
view.
Cutouts in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I used 430 acid-free paper all of it.
Uh-huh. What's the benefit of using acid-free paper?
That might be a stupid question. Well, you know how a newspaper turns yellow in just 2 or 3 days?
Right.
So if you get acid-free paper...
it won't yellow.
Paper art has lasted for hundreds of years now.
Right.
But you don't want to turn yellow in a couple of days.
Right, exactly. Wow.
And acrylics, I really consider them paintings that just encounter other stuff along the way.
Yeah. So, what's that one called?
Window View.
Window View.
And I do turn them upside down and sideways in their process, part of their part of their growth.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
I love this.
Top one is a snowstorm in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
And that bottom one is flags, sort of like the... the people in the Himalayas are up there, you know, put their flags up at the top of the mountains.
Uh-huh.
I like that one.
Yeah. These are awesome. So how did you develop your style?
Well, I remember in art school I asked the professor, what do you do about that? And he said, don't even think about it. Make the best thing you can make, and it'll happen by itself.
Yeah.
So I do that. I'm really determined to just make the best thing I can.
Right. Well, I mean, like, you start out with, or I don't know, it seems like you would start out with paint, and then you just kind of say, hey, this could use some paper.
Yes. I actually kind of start out with, I won't dignify them to call them drawings, maybe
designs.
Just something like that, or just notes, maybe.
Right.
And then I've got the notes, and I've got the things, a blank paper, and whatever's in the head.
Right.
And then it becomes more of what's on the paper, and the notes go away, and I try to cooperate with what's in the paper.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually I just try to get me out of there as much as possible.
Right.
Because that's ego, and it's just going to be a...
Right.
Mashed potatoes or something.
Right, exactly.
So if I get me out of there, then it can get better.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, and I push that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Totally.
Yeah. That's in process. So
okay.
You've got lots down there. Let's see. Right. More here. Particularly one you want to. This one is my grandfather's house. There was a stairwell down there. I mean, that's how I started out with their stairwell. And I loved that house. And so.
Yeah. So this is their, which is those their stair?
Well, it's just it was a big old stairwell.
Right, right.
That's how it's what happened to me. Yeah.
Do you mind if I take pictures of these eventually? No, I'll get my camera around later. These are really great. Yeah, and you have to have this is.
This one is 5 points. It's like an intersection. With too many cross streets, this one was. So I had some fun with it.
Yeah. So now, like, the cuttings, how did you design how you were going to cut it, or?
I kind of play around with it until I try to find out what goes with what. And if I find them that they work together, then they stay there, and then I glue them down.
Right.
Or I may have to paint over them or tear them off.
Right. Because that kind of reminds me, my mom used to do this thing, and it's called Scherenschnitt. It's like an old German, like, really, really intricate cutting. It's
I wondered what the
really
name of that
just
was.
I could never do it. It's just so tedious. But she did it for a long time, and that it kind of reminds me of that.
Seen some of those that are really beautiful.
Yeah, she did a really good job. She hasn't done it in a long time, I guess, but... she went through a phase where she was doing a lot of it.
Yes, it's a wonderful skill.
These
are crude by her standards.
Oh, but they look great. I think they fit the work, the painting, and I think it all really works well together. The colors, just everything.
Thank you.
It's really, really great. What's this one over here?
That one is Clearing in the Woods.
I see the trees.
And this down here is a sonic boom.
Ooh.
Take these out into a place where you have more space if you need more space to
see. Cool.
That was a jazz combo. Number one. There's another jazz combo, too. And this one I call Find the Animals. There are little critters hiding in there, so a few of them. That was just kind of
critters. Critters.
Kind of a grasshopper here.
Oh yeah, I see that.
And
that looks like
knows,
a mouth
might,
of something.
Yeah, you might find ones that I don't even know are there.
That looks like one. Yeah. Oh, these are so great.
Thank you.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I got my degree and then I worked for 15 years in painting, but my life changed and I stopped for 25 years. But then my wonderful husband, Bill, had said, why don't you forget about this stuff you're doing and paint?
Right.
So I jumped at that and I've been doing that now since 2010.
Yeah.
So I'm really delighted. Yeah,
so
that.
So,
this one here I call Festival. And kind of a nighttime thing with lights.
Yeah, those are really great. Yeah, these are beautiful.
Thank you.
So where did you go to school? Where did you get your degree?
I started out at University of Georgia Art Department.
Yeah.
And then my former husband was... His job took him to different places. So I did some study at Ohio State and then University of South Dakota.
We
moved around a good bit.
Yeah, very cool. But you got to see a lot of the country. And that's really cool. So, and I read that you're a musician.
Well, I was. I really played a lot of music as a kid and thought, that was what I wanted to do. However, when I really experienced that art can stay there and you can go have a grilled cheese sandwich and come back,
Right, exactly.
And it's still there. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Because the music, as soon as you stop playing, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You play music too?
My mom's a piano teacher, and I played for probably 12 years, I guess.
Oh, yes. You're a pretty serious music student.
Not really. I didn't really like it, but I did it because I was forced. But yeah, and as soon as she let me quit, I was like, oh, thank goodness. But I enjoy music, and I have a really I can appreciate music on a deeper level, I think, thanks to that. Mm-hmm. And I can really kind of hear the nuances that maybe someone who is not musically trained or was not musically trained might not.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, makes sense.
What did you play?
I started out in piano, and that was my main one.
Mm-hmm.
I did add bassoon.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
And then in my, later when I was 30, I started playing old-time string band music, banjo, high string banjo.
Oh, that is so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And also concertina, 18th century English country dancing stuff. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cool. You are so cool.
Oh. So, anyway, I'm not doing that now. I'm doing this.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I think this is great. And I think this is a good outlet. And I liked what I read, your artist statement, that you just kind of work with what you have and just kind of like the space and the materials and stuff that you're provided, and you can still create your art. And you're still...
Yes, this is my studio.
Nice. I like it.
I do. It works out well for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
The largest thing I did was about 4 or 5 feet tall, about 10 feet long, and I thought, well, no, that's not realistic right now.
Right.
And I really am happy with this. I have my bucket of water right here.
Yeah.
Eight right here, and it works. And my very patient husband puts up with having these things all over the house. Oh, here are a couple more.
Okay.
A couple of his favorites.
Ah, that's great. What's that one called?
That one above is the view from
Wacker
Drive view. Wacker is drive, like, grew up in Chicago, and Wacker Drive is downtown Chicago.
Nice.
And that one down there is something about a volcano. Some of the stuff flying out of the volcano.
Volcanic matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is another one of Bill's favorites. His mother was Ellen, and I didn't get to meet her, but this is her garden.
Oh, that's beautiful. I really like that.
He likes that too, so. I'm not going to have that because it's his favorite.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I never really understood, like, how painters can paint something so beautiful and then like sell it. I mean, then it's just like you've worked with it and you've like it's part of you, and of course, you know, the money's nice, but I mean, like,
well, you know, on the other hand, I feel like they're almost like baby birds and you should push them out of the nest.
Yeah.
Go seek their fortune or something.
Right, right. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And I've looked at them so much, by the time I'm through with them, I'm pretty much usually through with them.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep them for a little while, but...
Yeah. Cool. Cool. These are great. Have you... So you said that you've always been artistically inclined, basically.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't... nobody thought I was for art in any way as a kid. In grade school, the art teacher kind of gave up on me.
Right.
So I didn't do, and I was such a modest kid. We lived in Chicago, but
mm-hmm.
if I go into the Art Institute, all these naked statues, you know, I was too embarrassed.
Exactly. I know.
So I thought, well, my music is dead.
Yeah.
So, that's true.
Yeah. What about you, Bill? Are you artistically inclined?
What?
Are you artistically inclined?
He's very sophisticated because he and his deceased wife had, you know, a long time of going to art museums and
just exposure, yes. But right. creating.
Right. Well, that's very cool. That's really neat. So you can appreciate and enjoy Mary Margaret's paintings around the house. These are great.
He really does, you know, enjoy museums and stuff. He doesn't just suffer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I really like these. It's cool. So let's talk to Sandy and see. You guys were tell me like what you're helping her. You guys are collaborating and doing. Tell me a little bit about that.
What?
No, you did.
I am her art advisor.
Mm-hmm.
She has me critique her artwork.
I asked them if they will pass inspection.
Right. You got to have a second pair of eyes.
What I'm usually doing is just affirming what she's doing, because usually Mary Margaret is headed some new place with her work, and I'm kind of giving her affirmation that keep going there, to trust the process, keep going there. This week, yesterday, she showed me a painting, a new painting she did, which had a large green shape in the painting. And I really felt, well, that's a large green shape. But I trust what's happening. It's headed somewhere.
Right.
Now, she makes her work, I think, at the kitchen. Correct. And I remember her work from the early, my gosh.
70s.
Is it 60s?
No, I didn't move here.
70s. She showed under the name Bambi Walsh. And I remember an exhibit of her work in the main gallery at the Mint Museum on Hempstead, where the Mint faces inward to mm-hmm. Eastover.
Mm-hmm.
The entrance where that gold eagle is over the door. You know, now that building faces out to Randolph.
Okay. Oh, yes.
She had an exhibit of large paintings, and I remember them. I mean, I can't describe them in tremendous detail, but I definitely remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the name. So additionally, she asked my suggestions about showing the work, which is, it's a tough thing. You've got to have a great stamina, which she has an incredible stamina.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a kind of a spirit, emotions that you really don't take things personally. I mean,
right.
She's gone, I think it's twice to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
by herself, showing her work to different art dealers. Now she's had some response. One art dealer, a woman, head of a gallery that sells paintings that are $60,000.
Wow.
I mean, it had a lot of artists at that price point.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, she brought her painting. She said, well, put your work in. And she showed the art dealer. Well, the art dealer actually helped her pack her car. I mean, they didn't take her work.
Right.
But there are little things that happen that are positive, if that makes sense. She didn't just sort of, you know, buy. I mean, the art dealer came out and helped her
right.
pack her car.
Yeah.
Another, even a more blue chip type gallery in Atlanta. The owner, I think was away, but a young man was installing a show, and he actually I think, gave her a considerable amount of time with courtesy, as I remember it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, getting in an art gallery is about like getting in the White House.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not easy. And, but Mary Margaret has had wonderful success. She's had wonderful success with showing her work in the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. She's shown it in Kings Mountain. She has shown it in Gastonia. She's shown it at Gaston. She was in a really nice show of three artists at Gaston College, mm-hmm. three painters.
Uh-huh.
She had a very nice show at the South Piedmont Community College in Monroe, mm-hmm. a very large show there, in their main administrative building. She had a dealer up in the mountains. Is it Highlands? I can't.
Yeah, she was in Cashers, and then she's now in Highlands, okay. Right next door.
She had a gallery representing her in, you know, where well-to-do folks vacation.
Right, right.
And she's having a show, I think, in, up, it's not Lincolnton. Is it Hickory?
It's next May, and it's in the mountain. It's their Arts and Science Council. Join.
It's up that way. It's right. Hickory, Lincolnton.
Yeah, it's Hickory.
It's in the mountains.
Morganton is one of those up there. I'm really her. And, you know, Paul had. Who's Paul's encourager?
Oh, Titus.
And they fell out. Was that, okay. Well, I'm her encourager because the art world is actually a pretty lonely place. Like,
yes.
Both of us have had this experience where someone you know personally goes to see an exhibit of your artwork and then makes no comment. So, I mean, I don't mean to have, you know, you kind of like, well, did they didn't like it? Did they actually go to it? You know, it's
right, right.
Making art is actually, it's very strange. You know, you like to think that art is dealing with creativity, like that's a real high level of human beings, creativity, and it hopefully is dealing with perhaps joy, love.
Right.
Actually, I think art has a lot to do with making love, but it's not it's a pretty lonely thing.
Right, and the worst thing you can do is show an indifference.
Yeah. So I'm her encourager.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I have ideas. Yeah, so her day, her big day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did, you know, I'll repeat this, I'm good repeating. I do remember, I didn't know her personally, and I do remember the painting show at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
That made an impression on me that I remember.
Right, right. Well, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
77.
I mean, this doesn't look like, when you think of, you know, what a 77-year-old would paint this, those don't come to mind.
Well, you know, that's kind of comical in a way because my looks have been against me. I never looked like that.
Right.
When I started at art school, I was here, had little kids, and I didn't hang out at the right coffee shops. I didn't go to coffee shops.
Right.
My kids after their right. couple hours at nurses.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now I look like a sweet little old lady. So people, well, she can't.
She can't possibly do art.
So that's been a challenge.
So, but it's so, I think it's so cool. It's just like, I like it when people have like secret lives. It's just like undercover agents.
Oh, <that's
So I think that's really cool. But yeah, I think you're very talented.
I'll have to sail ahead on that for a while.
Yeah, and I think it's so great that you're you know represented here and where else any other.
I have a gallery here in town, a place, Allen's Gallery. However, they just bought my stuff that's on canvas. And
right. Right.
So,
which is real good, by the way.
What's that?
Just really good, by the way.
So, the market, you know, they have to go with where they're coming.
Right.
So I just put them in exhibits and shows. Mm-hmm. I entered them.
Right.
I have had into work in national show and local and regional.
Without naming any names of it, can we tell the Grace thing that happened with you related to you having artwork in public and then you would put it out of public and then you missed being, without mentioning
any. I'm not sure what you mean, but go ahead.
This is a real, I think, she also has this husband. Who supports her in making artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very smart. I mean, she has a support system.
Mm-hmm.
You and he are quite good.
And, obviously art, is really kind of timeless. You know, it's not about an age,
right.
You think. Of course, we hear of Grandma Moses, but we hear, George O'Keefe was, I think, 90 or at making artwork. She had that younger, I don't know if she actually married him, that Juan Hamilton, that potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know either.
Did she actually marry him?
I don't know.
But, but I think we might say God is also supporting her artwork. You know, some of these situations, when you read art history, you can read some horrendous things that have happened with artists and art dealers.
Mm-hmm.
That, the abstract expressionist William de Kooning,
mm-hmm.
who came here from Holland, stowed away in a ship for like 10 days or let something. But he had success as a painter. Like in 1965, that he sued his art dealer, Sidney Janis, for almost $500,000 for not paying him all the commissions he was due. And they, in turn, sued William de Kooning for work that was not delivered, and he had sold something to a museum directly from his gallery and not going through the gallery. So, sometimes there might be some blessings
mm-hmm.
in things we don't get.
Maybe. Right, exactly.
But what happened with Mary Margaret is very interesting in the way of a blessing. She had her work in a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the work was there for some time. And she decided to take the work out of the coffee shop. And like within a couple of days, the coffee shop burned to the ground.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't do it.
So her art was safe.
Yeah.
Her art was, if it had been in the coffee shop, it would be gone.
Yeah, and, yeah. Yeah, I think that's. Yeah, I am too. But that's a great story.
And you know that Cindy is art history and art criticism.
Yeah.
About 3 or 4 different colleges.
Yeah. Well, I know you said CP, and what else?
Me, I've taught a class art appreciation at UNCC, and I taught art criticism, the writing class.
Right.
At Winthrop for 5 years, you know, colleges have these writing requirements.
Uh-huh.
So I had the students that were studying fine arts, graphic arts, interior design, and then I taught art appreciation at Gaston College.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Yeah, I that was a good class I took that at CP.
Oh, you took that class?
Probably not the same class I took. Was an art history class.
Oh, wasn't what he taught?
No. But I took the similar, mm-hmm. Class. Any other teaching now?
I don't. Gaston College was the last place, mm-hmm. which was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I also wrote art reviews for about 12 or 14 years.
Wow.
In Break Magazine, which was published by The Observer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Creative Loafing for 1 year. The Charlotte Post for 5 years.
Wow.
I had this student from Central Piedmont who was kind of a public figure. He was handicapped and he was out in public a lot. People knew him, and I saw him one night. I was at the corner of Providence Road where Sharon Avenue becomes Sharon Lane, and I saw him on the other corner, and he says to me, it's like 8:30 at night. It's like in warmish weather, like about now. And he says, what have you done with your art writing? It's not to be found. I said, just holler. And I said, well, I was in Red Love for you. Well, you're not now. He says to me, call the Charlotte Post. Call them in the morning. And I called them, and I wrote in there for twice a month for 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a good story. That's
a great story. That poor guy, he was run over and killed.
Oh, no.
Sometime later.
Oh.
His funeral was packed with people.
Yeah.
And he painted.
Sad. But that is a great story.
Right. Mary Margaret has had a big influence on me, besides having me as her art advisor person, cheerleader, art advisor. She invited me to go to this spiritual retreat in Statesville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people seem to know this lady. I think her husband, was he a Presbyterian minister?
No, she's part of the, I'm not sure if it's Methodist or Presbyterian. I thought it was Methodist. And David's, she's on the staff or some way of developing programs.
This woman's name is this one, Ann Sturett.
Yeah.
And she has these... probably is Methodist because she has these spiritual retreats at this
farm.
Mm-hmm.
A really lovely house. Okay, so I went up there and it was a silent retreat. Now the lunch, you could talk at the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four, maybe Methodists, there were four women Methodist ministers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So they give you a room of your own. And so I get this message while I'm there. Go off and paint. Just almost like the letters appeared on the wall.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's just go off and paint. Go off where and paint. So I looked at my budget and so forth. So I went off to Gastonia from Charlotte.
Yeah.
For
Not a long trip.
two nights and 3 days. I stayed in a very nice, whatever it was, whatever the hotel. Oh, I was going, you'll like this story. I went to there's an art guild there. An amateur art guild. And right. I joined them and I had some pieces handed. This lady there was very friendly. And I think I must have phoned her. She said, "Oh, you're going to come here? Well, come over here first. I'll find you. I know exactly where you should stay." So I go to this art guild, see this woman who's so friendly. She says, "Oh, you cannot stay where I had in mind. That place, the police are down there every night. That place is dangerous. You can't stay. I thought it was going to be economical for you, but you can't stay in that. It's crooks and everything are down there. You can't be
down there. It's a ghetto."
And so I stayed in this nice something, some kind of deluxe Holiday Inn or something. It was just beautiful.
Right.
So I stayed there for 2 nights, and I painted in Gastonia.
Nice.
And they have a place there called Rankin Lake, which is it's in a city park. And I was there painting, and a big rainstorm came up.
Oh, no.
And the canvas got rained on, but actually I liked the effect of the rain on the acrylic paint.
Yeah.
So I just let that be the painting. And then Mary Margaret
That's had awesome. That's an awesome show story.
In the South Piedmont Community College down in Monroe. And then she introduced me to the lady who's from Russia, who's in charge of the art department. So that lady went to see an exhibit I had at the Bates Wardrobe branch of the public library of art I had collected and art I had painted.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Why don't you show your work in our library?" Which I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another influence of Mary Margaret. There are many.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell them about my shady
past. Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Bad influence.
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's really cool. So I'm so glad I got back in touch with you guys. That's very serendipitous that you came in and we started talking. And yeah.
No coincidence.
No coincidences. I don't believe it. Great. I agree. Well, I'm going to sign off now. And thank you so much to Mary Margaret Myers for welcoming into her home and studio and telling us about her tenured career. And thank you to you for listening. I know I learned a lot. You can check out her beautiful work at marymargaretmyers.com. If you're interested in having us promote your product or service, if you have a comment, if you have ideas for future podcasts, or would like to be on the show yourself, please contact me at arttalkwithbrooke@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Let's Talk Art with Brooke has been a Hotspur Media production.